love song to him. Jesus, you gave me life anew. This is my love song to you. I woke up this morning and you were in the sunrise. I saw your glory in the sky. You are my life, you are my everything. You are the song that I sing. This is a love song to Jesus. This is a love song to him. Jesus, you gave me life anew. This is my love song to you. Hum me a song of the love songs to other lovers in my time. But now every song I sing you. You are the lover of my life. This is a love song to Jesus. This is a love song to him. Jesus, you gave me life anew. This is my love song to you. This is a love song to Jesus. This is my love song to him. I asked the preacher if he would come down to the barroom and talk to my friends. They were ashamed to go into the church and they wondered if he'd come to them. He said that Christians don't go to those places full of darkness and sin. I guess he'd forgotten they said in the Bible Jesus made sinners his friends. 'Cause I've seen Jesus come walking in places that only a sinner would go. He walked right through all the sin and the darkness, found me and made me his own. I thought I could run from the Lord if I hid in the darkness of sin. Well, you can't imagine the look on my face when I turned and saw him walking in. Well, I've known his love in the midst of my sin. In the darkness, his light has still shone. I've even seen his face now and then in the eyes of some sinners I've known. 'Cause I've seen Jesus come walking in places that only a sinner would go. He walked right through all the sin and the darkness and found me and made me his own. If Christians would only begin to see Jesus walking and living as them, they wouldn't limit his power to save in the middle of darkness and sin. But if they keep thinking that they are too holy to go out among sinful men, well, they're like the cup Jesus said was clean on the outside but dirty within. 'Cause I've seen Jesus come walking in places that only a sinner would go. He walked right through all the sin and the darkness and found me and made me his own. Yeah, I know that God can go walking in places that only a sinner would go. 'Cause he sent his
sun through the sin and the darkness to find him and make him his own. I saw the Lord, he was standing by a wall. He was standing by a wall, he had a plumb line in his hand. He said, oh, can you see? He said, oh, can you tell? That I'm using the plumb line in the house of Israel. And now we're gonna see what's of God and what's of man. What's of rock and what's of sand. What will fall and what will stand. And only that which God has built is going to prevail. For he's using the plumb line in the house of Israel. I said, Lord, I'm not a prophet, no prophet's son. But he said, I'm gonna tell you the things that are to come. He said, go and tell my people who have ears to understand. And that the Lord is gonna meet them with a plumb line in his hand. And now we're gonna see what's of God and what's of man. What's of rock and what's of sand. What will fall and what will stand. And only that which God has built is going to prevail. For he's using the plumb line in the house of Israel. I saw the Lord, he was standing by a wall. He was standing by a wall, he had a plumb line in his hand. He said, oh, can you see? He said, oh, can you tell? That I'm using the plumb line in the house of Israel. And now we're gonna see what's of God and what's of man. What's of rock and what's of sand. What will fall and what will stand. And only that which God has built is going to prevail. For he's using the plumb line in the house of Israel. Yes, he's using the plumb line in the house of Israel.
Israel, can a woman forget her nursing child? And will she not have compassion on the son of her womb? Israel, on my hands I have engraved thee, and your walls are ever before me. For I am a father to Israel, a covenant with him I've sworn. I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Israel, I am your maker, the Holy One. Israel, out of Egypt I called my son. It was I who taught you how to walk, Ephraim. And no man can pluck you out of my hand. For I am a father to Israel, a covenant with him I've sworn. I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. La 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 la. Saying to my people, it is the time of the latter rain. And in the house of Israel I shall do a new thing. No longer shall my people put their trust in the strength of man. Behold, I stand at the threshing floor, a sword is in my hand. And the ark of the Lord is coming back to to Israel, and it shall not be touched by human hands. For the Lord shall rule Jerusalem with his scepter in his hand, and his glory he'll give to no man. For the Lord would say that no man shall see the glory of God, or while he stands on holy ground with feet that are still shod. But I shall have a people humble, broken, and poor, who will be a resting place for the ark of the Lord. And the ark of the Lord is coming back to Israel, and it shall not be touched by human hands. For the Lord shall rule Jerusalem with his scepter in his hand, and his glory he'll give to no man. Oh, the ark of the Lord is coming back to Israel, and it shall not be touched by human hands. For the Lord shall rule Yerushalayim with his scepter in his hand, and his glory he'll give to no man.
You say you have the truth that will set creation free. You speak about eternal life and immortality. But before we come together, before we can agree, there is just one thing that I must know. Does your body bear the marks of the Lord? Has your soul been divided by his sword? Oh, my brother, I will ask you just once more. Does your body bear the marks of the Lord? You speak about the manifested truth of Christ within. You say that we are perfect, that we no longer sin. But before we come together and walk as one in him, there is just one thing that I must know. Does your body bear the marks of the Lord? Has your soul been divided by his sword? Oh, my brother, I will ask you just once more. Does your body bear the marks of the Lord? You say that you're in heaven now with Christ upon the throne, and that the manifesting of his glory shall be shown. But for the sake of Jesus, have you counted all things lost? Do you know the road to glory is the cross? Does your body bear the marks of the Lord? Has your soul been divided by his sword? Oh, my brother, please forgive me if I ask you just once more. Does your body bear the marks of the Lord? You've been running like crazy from God for so long. You don't know the right from the wrong. You're hoping that somebody out there's still praying, 'cause you know that your luck's about gone. Thinking that maybe you'd go back to Jesus if you hadn't gone too far this time. When you're standing in hell, heaven sure does look high. And this time you're too tired to try. Oh, but that was the reason he died. Don't run from him now, don't you hide. He knew all along that you'd fail if you tried. That was the reason he died. If all the churches are full of good people dressed in their nice suits and ties, who's gonna go to the bum on the street in the gutter just waiting to die? Oh, you thought that Jesus could never forgive you, but he had you in mind all the time, to use as a vessel of mercy to show them that there but by great God's grace go I. And that was the reason he died. Don't run from him now, don't hide. He knew all along that you'd fail if you tried. That was the reason he died. Holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell. A golden bell and a pomegranate were on the hem of the robe that Aaron wore. Holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto his head was a golden tablet. Around his head was a golden tablet. Around his head was a golden tablet that said holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. A bell or a pomegranate, and around my head I don't wear a tablet. Just take my heart, Lord, right upon it. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto it always seemed too far, it always seemed too high. I only seemed to fail every time I tried. I didn't know his love would be strong enough to reach down for me when I could not reach up. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you'd reach down when I could not reach up. And I can follow you because at last I know your love was greater than my willingness to go. Love that sees me like I am, loves me in a way I can never understand. Love that is that great. Now it doesn't seem too high, for at last I have found it isn't man reaching up, but it's God reaching down. So thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you'd reach down when I could not reach up. And I can follow you because at last I know your love was stronger than my willingness to go. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much.
I wrote this for my husband while he had a broken neck. Well, the water's getting higher, I'm quoting Psalms 33. Surely in a flood of great waters, oh, they will not cover me. But the water's rising up past my chin, and I'm wondering, where do you find a verse to quote when you're over your head and going under for the 49th time? Well, the flames are getting hotter, I'm quoting Isaiah 43. When I walk through the fire, oh, the flames won't bother me. But if Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego go out with hardly any sweat at all, I come, my tennis shoes are melting, and the flames are climbing up the legs of my overalls. Well, it told me if I'd follow the Lord, I could have anything I'd say. So I went downtown to buy a Cadillac, fell and broke my neck on the way. Well, I must guess I must be doing something wrong. I didn't have a rent today. I got a 74 Pinto that I can't even drive because the bank came and took it away. This is a true story. Well, I went and got my Bible to see what I could find. It opened up to the book of Job. I found he was a friend of mine. Tested, tried, and rejected, he trusted God through everything. And though he slay me yet, will I trust him, is the song that I'm learning to sing.